Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
The musical Cabaret is being performed locally. Let's go in-depth with Vince Foe, Richard Sanchez, Cody Jacobson, Meredith Ackerman, and Elizabeth Rouse, students, and C.D. Adamson, professor of theater at Central College. C.D., Cabaret, what a great show.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Why'd you decide to do that?
I've wanted to do it for a while. I've actually directed it before, but I directed it at Graceland University about 10 years ago, and but it was a different version of the show, so we're doing the 1998 version, which is a little sexier, a little naughtier, if you will, and so it also has, this version has some songs from the movie in it, which the original version does not, so and so it's playing up on the Liza Minnelli stuff from the movie.
Yeah, well, I remember that well. What a great movie that was. Mm-hmm. And this is like a, I don't know, one of the most favorite shows of all time?
Yeah, it is. It's up there with one of the all-time favorites. Yeah.
Let's get it, the dates out right
sure.
now.
It's March 4th through the 8th, and March 4th through the 7th is at 7 p.m., and March 8th is at 2 p.m., and tickets are $12 for adults, $10 for students and seniors, and, of course, Central folks are free with ID. So, and they can get tickets at events.central.edu.
Is there a bottom age on this, or?
Yeah, we don't. It's not recommended for children, so by any stretch. I call it NC-17, actually. Yeah, it's pretty bawdy. Yeah.
Okay. So, well, yeah. Good to know.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, don't bring your kids to this.
All right. Well, Meredith, what's your role in this?
I play Sally Bowles.
Sally Bowles. Tell us about Sally Bowles.
Sally Bowles is a British nightclub worker. She works at the Kit Kat Club. She has a lot of personal troubles, which are never quite revealed, but she alludes to the fact that she has a lot of things that she's working through, but she always keeps a positive outlook on life through it.
Did you watch any other performances to become your character?
I saw many different choices during my research, and I tried to blend them together to create my own character, someone that I relate to. But yes, I did. I did some research.
And Elizabeth, what's your role?
Oh gosh, that's a loaded question. So I am Fräulein Kost, who is, to put it as radio acceptable as possible, a lady of the night. Mm-hmm. And she is actually a pretty quintessential part of the show. She kind of shows the desire to climb the ladder in 1931.
Yeah.
In Berlin, Germany. She is constantly worried about where her next rent payment is going to come from, and it just so happens that her location of choice is a bedroom. So it's an interesting role to play just because, thank God, Mom, I cannot relate to that very much. But it's getting inside someone else's head. Cody can actually probably attest to this a little bit better than I can. Cody and I kind of serve as the unexpected in this show.
Mm-hmm. More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about the musical Cabaret with Vince Foe, Richard Sanchez, Cody Jacobson, Meredith Ackerman, and Elizabeth Rouse, students, and C.D. Adamson, professor of theater at Central College. Okay, Cody, right to you.
Well, okay, so I play Ernst Ludwig. He is a German man who befriends the main character Cliff right off the bat. He starts taking lessons with Cliff. He's very friendly at first, but without giving a lot away, you then see another side to Ernst that you weren't expecting, or maybe you were, but still it was, like, really hard to see that coming, and you kind of deal with inner turmoil of, well, here's this really nice guy, but here's this other side of him that, how do we feel about him now? So without giving too much away, it's a very interesting character to play, because I feel like it's just, I play a very much charming and happy-go-lucky guy at the beginning, and then at the end, it kind of takes a 180.
Okay, well, we'll look forward to that. And Richard, what's your role?
I play the MC, the leader, you could say, of the cabaret, who controls the acts, who gets a couple acts himself, and is used as a distraction from the story, to draw you away from what's really happening, much like cabarets during that time period would.
That was the Joel Grey role. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yep. Sir. Joel Grey and Alan Cummings.
Alan Cummings. Okay, that's right. And you were Liza Minnelli.
Yeah.
And you were, I'm forgetting.
I don't know. Cody and I came into these auditions, for lack of a better word, totally blind. We had no idea what the show was really about. And we're cast, and I'm looking through, and I Googled it, and I called my mom, and I said, Mom, I'm a prostitute. And she just started laughing.
Well, that's good. Yeah. All right, and Vince, what do you play?
My character is Cliff Bradshaw, and he's the only American out of, like, all the characters, so...
Which is ironic, because he's French.
Yeah. Because why not, you know? And yet he's kind of like an outsider, if that makes sense, and bringing, like, another perspective on what's going on, both at the Kit Kat Club and outside, I feel like. And, yeah, so he is a writer, and he gives English lessons, and through the connections he makes, he kind of, like, discovers both, like, that whole, like, political life at the moment in Germany, and also the more, like, underground kind of, like, cabaret scene, if that makes sense.
And so do you just use your regular voice, or did you get an American accent for this?
So, I cannot really do an American accent, so I'm trying to work on, like, some specific bits, like, pronunciation, like, of A's or whatever. I'm trying to, like, work on specific bits to make it less what it is and more what it should be, I guess. But, yeah, I'm not fully... I do not sound American, like, fully, if that makes sense.
But it's sort of important that you're seen as an American, though, in terms of the musical. Because an American dropped into, you know, essentially pre-Nazi Germany. So that's, yeah, okay. Well, we'll just work with you on that.
I still do think that, like, even though the American aspect does matter, overall it's more the outsider aspect, and, like, most of the characters speak and sing with, like, a German accent. So there's still, like, that distinction between how I speak and how others would, if that makes sense.
So are you all bringing German accents?
All of
We're
us.
We're trying.
She's English.
I'm British. English.
Oh, okay. Yes. So you're okay.
Yeah.
Right. Well, are you trying to bring a
I do British? Have a British accent. Mm. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, fun. So it's an international thing. Everybody coming together in this very difficult time. Does it have any messages for today?
Definitely.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. You can see a lot of the... I mean, I wouldn't go as far as to call it Nazi, but just you can see a lot of the politics of today kind of mirroring what was happening back then, too, which is another reason I chose it, because it's very relevant today, just as it was in 1968 when it was first done.
So Dr. Adamson has told us a few times that two of the main characters in our performance are not actually included in the movie version of Cabaret. We have Herr Schultz and Fräulein Schneider, who's actually the lady that my character rents her house from. So you get to see a lot of the pressure of who you are allowed to love versus who you actually fall for. I don't think I've ever told him this, but Richie actually gets one of my favorite songs in the entire show. And it is completely surrounding the moral of, if you could see someone the way that I see someone, it wouldn't matter what their religious affiliations are, their ethnicity, their race. It doesn't have to matter because love is supposed to win over everything. So that message is prevalent in a lot of different areas of the show, actually. We see it with all of our leads except me and Cody.
Well, that's what a lot of society is asking us to do today. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, for a long time, it's sort of been a tension in society with respect to what we think people should be versus what they really are, mm-hmm. and that tension, and that was all in this.
Well, I think Cabaret does a really good job of showing the failures of humanity and doing it in a way that you can't accept that it didn't happen. So the audience has to see that things like that are still happening today, even though it did happen a long time ago.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the musical Cabaret with Vince Foe, Richard Sanchez, Cody Jacobson, Meredith Ackerman, and Elizabeth Rouse, students, and C.D. Adamson, professor of theater at Central College.
And the music is incredible. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Kander and Ebskor, who wrote Chicago and other shows that are very popular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just, the first thing I saw was the movie, and I don't know, when did it come out?
1971 or 72, somewhere.
Yeah, so yeah. I was in high school, and it was just incredible.
Yeah. But like Beth said, the movie is very different from the stage show. Okay. So it's, which this version of it, we do have some songs that were in the movie, which is kind of why I liked this version. But like the original one was completely different. No songs from the movie were in the original one.
All right, how about dancing?
Actually, we have a group of six girls who are the Kit Kat girls, and they have most of the dancing in the show, and Richard has some too. We have a co-choreographer, Devin McCain, who was a former student here. Devin Walter, thank you. I forgot she got married. but she's co-choreographing with us, and she did all the most of the cabaret numbers, not all of them.
Do you have a bit of dialogue you'd want to do?
It's hard without giving anything away. Like,
most of my dialogue is with Fraulein Schneider, and she's not here.
Okay.
I mean, there's dialogue in my first opening number. Mm-hmm. Do you just want to do that?
Sure, we can do that.
Richie can talk to himself.
The dialogue or the song too?
Both.
Both.
for like a minute or so, can you do that?
Willkommen, bienvenue, welcome. Friend, étranger, stranger. Glück, glück, zu zehn. Je suis enchanté, happy to see you, bleibe, reste, stay. Willkommen, bienvenue, welcome, im cabaret, au cabaret, to cabaret.
Wow, that's great. Wow, how fun. All right, so... In a minute or two, can you just say how you've grown as part of this process? Just all of you, just real quick.
I have had to step out of my comfort zone as a person with artistic choices that a month ago, if you would have told me I would have done, I would have said no chance. Absolutely no chance. And I don't want to spoil too much because a lot of those choices that I'm going to have to make are what makes this show exciting because you don't see them coming. Mm-hmm. It helped me grow with my confidence, with what it takes to put on a good show. And as a person, I feel a lot more comfortable with who I am because I had to go so far into who I don't think I am.
Wow.
That's good.
That's great. Anybody else want to share?
I think Richie kind of encapsulates it really well for all of us. Yeah. Our other director here on campus, Dr. Saad, says that when you maintain a role on stage, you have to be a healthy schizophrenic. And there's definitely some elements of this show specifically that I have to leave behind. I cannot take some of the things that are implied by Cody's and my actions. I cannot take them with me every day. They're too heavy. They just weigh you down. And then you have other elements where Dr. Adamson will look at me in rehearsal and go, "Sweetie, you're a prostitute. Act like it." So it's finding parts of yourself that you didn't know existed. And kind of embracing them wholeheartedly. You can't, it's just not mm-hmm. something you can fake. Mm-hmm. You have to really find other parts of you and fit those parts together to make something that isn't you, but you can pass off as someone else.
I think there's a lot to learn from being able to dig into a character and live the life that they're living for, even if it's just like a few minutes, because you can see the world through a perspective that you never thought you would ever be in. Mm-hmm. And especially with my character, without giving too much away, she goes through a lot, but also she doesn't want anybody to see that she does. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of like psychological elements that go into Sally Bowles, where she has to portray someone that she isn't, even though she wants to be herself. It's a lot of mm-hmm. weaving around in my head to mm-hmm. make that work, but here I am.
Pretty much covered everything.
Come see the show.
Come see the show.
We're going to give you something to think about, whether you want us to or not.
Thanks to Vince Foe, Richard Sanchez, Cody Jacobson, Meredith Ackerman, Elizabeth Rouse, and C.D. Adamson for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to bobleonard@KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIA KRLS.